Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today is a very special episode. We're welcoming back Brooke Souza, who I'm proud to announce is an author, and we finally released the book at our best-selling Business Leaders book series, which did go to number one on new releases. And Brooke, hey, first, I just want to say welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So I'm excited to have you back. And I know we're also hosting an event together on July 19th in downtown Los Angeles. And you're going to be headlining and speaking and really educating us all on real estate investing, and some of the projects that you're working on. So we got a whole lot coming up. But, you know, as you know, we'll start this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. Brooke, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Brooke, what mission matters to you?
The mission that matters to me most right now in this journey with real estate investing with Brooke Souza Capital is helping new investors get started in investing in real estate, providing that, you know, passive income to their portfolio and to their families, you know, and allowing more freedom to do the things that matter.
Yeah. Love having you on the show, and love bringing on mission-based individuals who are helping others really achieve their goals. And one of the big things that you're doing through real estate. So good stuff here. Well, we got a lot to cover today. So of course, we're going to talk about the book. So from flipping tires to flipping houses, what a great line. And of course, we're going to be talking about the launch of your real estate fund. So I'm so excited and thrilled and to bring this to our audience. But before we get and all that, maybe let's just kind of take a step or two back, because I don't want to assume that maybe all our new listeners or viewers caught some of the previous work we've done together. So maybe just tell us a little bit more about how you got started in real estate.
Well, real estate kind of just like fell into my lap in August of 2020. I was losing my personal training business with COVID and people not being able to come into the gym. I had a six-figure business there as a personal trainer in Columbus, Ohio, along with my online clients. So now I started educating myself about real estate and not only the business side, but also how to do the work inside the houses, learning to raise other, you know, capital with other people's money to get started. And I bought my first house almost 2 years ago.
Yeah. And so I want to stay in those earlier days a little bit longer here, because there'll be some people that are watching this that maybe don't have much experience in real estate, or they're just kind of getting started. So what was that like for you, just getting that first house and getting your feet wet?
Well, the first house was like the most nerve-wracking one as for like any investor. But I also told myself for 13 years, I would never buy a house again after a 2008 market crash. So here I am. I'm like, okay, I'm going to purchase this house for $35,000. I'm going to put $15,000 into it. What's the worst that could happen, right? I could go through all this and like learn something new, you know, spend my time. I had a lot of extra time on my hands. And I was just like, okay, if all else fails, I can still recover. And at least I learned something.
Yeah. And so as you kind of went from one house, like where did this like transition go? Or maybe it was always the vision. I don't know. Like when did that transition happen, or how did it happen to where you're like, okay, you know, I can do this, and then be, and then to that next stage of like, okay, I can really do this and maybe I can help others.
I think it really like stems from my past, right? So when I first went and did my very first competition as a strong woman, as an amateur, okay, I was like, okay, well, I'll go and do this, you know, pro bono. Like it was a competition to raise money for a charity. Okay. And so I was like, all right, well, I'll go ahead and go and compete. And people are like, oh, you're going to do one and be done, right? And I was like, oh no, like I'm going to be world's strongest woman someday. And I'm like, oh, well, okay. So I think with like real estate, like you go and do your first one, I'm like, you're not going to go learn all of this just to do one. Yeah. And then when somebody was like, oh, well, you can go ahead and retire back in February of 2023. And I was like, mm-hmm. I had come this far just for me to not continue.
Yeah.
And therefore, you know, back then I was a personal trainer. After, you know, putting myself through these different journeys, I'm like, okay, now I would love to go and coach other people through their own personal situation. Mm-hmm. And the same thing carried over into real estate. I'm like, once I learn, how to do it myself and be successful at it, let me go ahead and, you know, teach others too.
And so now you, you're at this next stage in your career, and let's, I think this is a good time to kind of bring up the, that you're launching your fund. So I think this is a great time. Maybe give us a little bit more of kind of the track record and where you've been up to now, and then why you're launching a fund now.
Well, I started out where, you know, a lot of banks wouldn't lend to me being a first-time investor, right? And I understand why, especially as I've partnered with people along the way. And it's like, okay, a lot of people, you know, it's like all fun and, you know, dandy to get started. But then when the real work starts, people quit. And I want to partner with people who are like, and show them a way, like, okay, this happens. This is normal, you know, during the, you know, phases of a house inside of the property, not alone on the business side. And a lot of people wouldn't lend to me, right? On that first one, I'm like, all I need is you just to believe in me for one house. And a guy I used to personal train at the fire department, he was my investor on that very first house. And so using other people's money is like how I got started, right? And it built up over to now, I think I have like $32 million in real estate.
Yeah.
And like I said, it just needed that first 50K, just get me started, right?
Yeah.
And so that's where I'm at with like the fund, where I'm like, okay, a lot of people don't understand how I can raise other, you know, capital and how I can build this business. And therefore, like, I want to break it down because it's really simple, but people just overcomplicate things or they don't want to take the time to help somebody else. Yeah. And that's really like my core value of my business is like paying it forward and also operating on how things used to be back in the day.
How many houses have you flipped up to like now? Like roughly, I'm not holding you to the number because I know you got probably deals in the pipeline right now. Not probably. I know you still.
Yeah, 20 minutes from looking at another one. But
that little ticker in the background, it's cool.
Yeah, but it's like one of those things where I think right now I'm at over 132.
Wow. Wow. Can't keep up. This is great. talk a little bit more about maybe some of the markets that you tend to favor and maybe just your investment, like ideology in general.
Oh, this is a good one. So a lot of people think like, oh, okay, you just want the cosmetic, you know, the quick turnaround. And I'm like, yeah. I've done a house in a 3-day flip. Okay. Made a lot of, you know, money on that one, but I love like the rough houses, the ones that nobody wants to pay attention to, just as in like my clients. I love taking my clients who are like so out of shape and we're so far from their goal to make them, you know, reach their goal. And so that's how I look at these houses too. I'm like, oh man, I want the ones that have like foundation problems and like, we got to get rid of the plaster. We got all this old electrical. Like I want to make these homes, you know, livable again for people to have memories with their families and to, you know, just bring back life, you know? Mm-hmm. I think we're missing that not only in our community and, but also in these homes. And like, just because something's bad or ugly or not attractive, right, doesn't mean you have to turn your back on helping it. And that goes as far as like people and in the houses. So I love like buying in really D houses is how people would rate them in real estate and like a B plus A minus neighborhood. Yeah. So really taking the crappiest house on the street and bringing it back to life. And wow. I have a place, you know, several here in Columbus, Ohio, also out in Newark, Ohio, where Intel is building and obviously a lot more growth as Columbus expands. Then my favorite spots down in Florida is Cape Coral and Fort Myers from obviously the hurricane and just taking something there that people can't fix themselves and bringing back their community down there too.
Now, when you're talking about rehab in these houses, especially when you're looking, you're going for the least of these houses, right? Let's say, had to bring in a little reference there, but then like you must have some like boots on the ground. Like how are you managing all of this workflow? Because as you mentioned with some of these larger issues, like these are bigger projects, right?
Yes, they are. And it's constantly having your eyes on each one. But now, like, I'm down to my last six. Like, we've done, 69 already this year.
Yeah.
And so, like, the last six, you're like, okay, well, there's my problem children, right? And we're just like, and then you just dial down on those. And you get them in order. And it's all fine once you're out in the punch-up phase.
Is there any, like, in looking for these deals, like, how do you find them? Like, what's your process to find new deals?
It all started, like, obviously when I was 8 years old and how to talk to people and how to build those relationships, but it carried on into the last 2 years where I've built relationships with other people who are out there looking for the houses as realtors or wholesalers. And they know that even during this market transition or shift, you want to call it, the last 6 months, like I continued to not live in that fear, but if the numbers made sense, then to continue to buy. So I have those, you know, wholesalers and realtors that noticed I was like, kept on being consistent in during the last 6 months that I kind of get like top choice in which ones are out that they have their hands on in contract for me to look at and go and purchase myself.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And you did mention, so Ohio and Florida, two of your primary markets. Are you finding deals right now? Like, are you seeing things that are interesting?
Well, they're always interesting, right? Just because like, you know, you can doesn't mean you always should. So there's some like Florida has slowed down. We just got done doing like six over the last 8 weeks down there. Mm-hmm. And so now they're on the market and now I'm looking for more in Fort Myers. Also just signed up my business to be a part of the FEMA like rescue and help recover a lot of these properties from the very beginning of any damage, really, in North Carolina, Florida, and I think Kentucky is the other state that I would be able to go in and help.
Tell me a little bit more about the vision for your fund and really why you're launching it.
Well, there's like so many different parts there. So the biggest part, I think the fund really gives opportunity for investors who are like, okay, look, we want to make this passive income, but we don't want to do what you want that you do, right? Yeah. I'm like, all right, that's fine. Like, there's a reason why I'm in position to be able to handle the things on the streets, you know, so other people don't have to, right? And then I have, you know, obviously my compliance officer who will handle the fund where it keeps me going and everybody, you know, be able to make money off the fund. So just bringing opportunity to people on the real estate side, but then also growing the people who are on the streets with me. Like, it's really exciting for me to bring an income for the families that all work for me.
No, that's awesome. All right. I wanna switch focus slightly here for a moment or two. And from flipping tires to flipping houses. I'm so thrilled and excited to be able to publish your work and to get your words out really to our audience over at Mission Matters. Like, what was the inspiration for this writing?
I've been told for a couple of years now to write something, and I'm like, all right, well, this is a start, right? just in how I was world's strongest woman to now flipping houses. So you guys really encouraged that out of me to be able to publish something and tell a little bit of my story. And I really appreciate the opportunity there.
Yeah. Walk us through a little bit of the writing, a little bit of the story. I know you as world's strongest woman, but everybody else may not, unless you Google her. If you Google her, she's everywhere. But to walk us through the story a little bit more.
So in the story, we really talk about how I've taken, you know, the people that worked along the side with me and helped them grow in their businesses too, from different situations, from my contractor that was in prison that I hired right out of prison and grew him, and to being a contractor himself and then set up to buy his own properties. Wow. Also another investor who bought his first house and didn't realize how scary of a situation he was walking into. And just showing him the road of like, look, it's not a problem. This is how we handle it. And now we have, you know, several properties together and he's got a couple million in real estate himself. So like, that's exciting to me. Like, it just breaking it down, having somebody to grow with. And a lot of that book just talks about that process.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting because as you name these individuals, like what I've seen, what I've noticed, and we've had conversations offline about this is really that concept of like community and bringing those communities together, whether it was your physical training business, whether it was your, you know, you training personally for the, you know, Arnold Classic and all these other events that you competed in, or whether it was now real estate, like, and you're even building a community through that. Like I rarely hear about syndicators or things like that are, you know, helping others build their own businesses as well as you're doing. Like, tell me a little bit more about your concept and kind of your thoughts on community.
Well, I really missed so much of what was taken away from me with COVID, right? Like, I didn't ask for that. And I know nobody really asked for that, but it's, you know, usually you get to like say when you want things to be over with. And I didn't get to have that opportunity with my personal training business.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, depressed and sad. I'm like, okay, well, how can I create this, you know, love and loss that I have for my personal training business into what I do now? And when I was looking at it, I'm like, you know what? Like, it didn't matter if it was the 10-year-old in the gym telling the 69-year-old lady what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I had everybody in community there. And so now it's, I have the youngest kid that works for me now is 12 years old. And I don't care if the 12-year-old's going and telling the 58-year-old guy what to do in the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or if it's the 69-year-old lady who now invests with me in real estate, then it's like, I have a lot of my old clients who are like play a part in my real estate business now. And to me, I'm like, okay, each person has something to offer in this mm-hmm. world. But are you using your talents and your gifts at your highest life, right? Mm-hmm. And to those around you and to the lives of those around you. And so as soon as I can spot that in each person, I'm like, you know what? I got a place for you.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't care that you're not invested in this house, that house, or the other house. I need this. And it's just so neat how they support other people's deals too. Mm-hmm. And when you build that, it's like, okay, there are like how many eyes? It's not just me handling, you know, all these houses. I have different people handling multiple houses. Mm-hmm. And to me, I'm like, okay, you're using their strengths and you're creating an opportunity for them to be creative as well. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you're told like, oh no, you can't do that. Or no, that's the wrong color. You shouldn't think that way. And I just give these houses as a platform for everybody mm-hmm. to learn, because mm-hmm. that $35,000 house was my canvas to learn. Okay. Yeah. There are mistakes, and you know what? Everything's fixable. Yeah. There is nothing that you can't recover from. It's just, you know, a house. It's just, whether it's drywall and you want to learn how to mud, okay, go for it. I don't want to do it, but you know, I had to go through that to know these things. Yeah. And then it was my daughter learning how to run wire, you know, and she was just like, oh my gosh, I want to learn electrical. And so it's like, okay, you don't know the things that you don't know until you get to try it. And this is the opportunity for people to try.
Mm-hmm. As others are going through their journey, whether it's entrepreneurship or otherwise, like what are some things that as they're going through it, like that, you know, you're now that you can obviously have the benefit of hindsight, right? As you went through building your real estate business and you're continuing to add on to it. Like what are some things that you would tell them along the way on their journey that kind of helped them get through, especially when we're talking about those big pivots, like as you mentioned, COVID, like this was technically a big pivot and blessing really, like for where I see that you've come from as well. I mean, you had a successful business, then another one now, but what are some things that you would tell them during these big pivotal times?
The thing is, you have to like look at down the road of like, why do you want anything to be, you know, change in your life or to be better, right? And when you can focus on like, all right, things come a lot faster than what we ever planned for. And so it's like, if you don't act now, you will never be where you want to be in 6 months from now, a year from now. And you can sit there and be like, man, it's funny because this morning, like, sorry, went off here. Yeah. But like, my daughter goes like, mommy, like, that's like really cheap gas. I was like, you know what, Zoe, it's been a while since I've even looked at gas prices. But because like last summer, I let it take up so much space in my mind of like, I don't know how people afford this. Like if I didn't have real estate, like how could I afford this? How could I afford that? And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot, because 2 years ago I kept on acting as if I had no time. And I had no time because I knew I was losing those personal training clients to provide an income for my family. And so I just, okay, head down, grind, right?
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing. Like, okay, people can sit around and talk about, oh man, I always wanted to do this and I always wanted to do that. But I'm like, are you not worried about running out of time? So the biggest thing, and I'm talking about on a daily, like with your life, right?
Yeah.
And so, okay, that extra $500 a month, that extra $1,000 a month in interest payments that, you know, these new investors could get by, you know, investing in Brooke Sousa Capital Fund, where it's like, that could provide another trip, right? Yeah. I mean, to me, I'm like, a lot of times once a month, just give me a little road trip and I'm happy, right?
Yeah.
It resets your mind. It stimulates the creativity in your head and knowing where you want to go in life. And it's like those little things. It doesn't have to be like, oh my gosh, I got to go travel once a month and spend $20,000 on a trip. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, you could, you know, depending on where you are and the investment and whatnot. But at the same time, like people are stressed right now on the streets of just like, how do you feed your family and put gas mm-hmm. in the car? Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm like, okay, you have to look at your goals of like, how much more do you want for yourself and in your life and your family? And to me, I'm like, I will go through all of this, not only for myself, but to teach other people, you know, seeing the freedom behind it.
No, that's great. And now you're also speaking of coaching and the idea of maybe formalizing a little more. I know it's just some things that you're not doing yet, but I think you're going to continue to possibly go down that route and maybe start teaching people even more in a more formalized manner. Am I off on that or?
Nope, it's in the pipeline and we got it in the works to basically set that up here in the next 2 weeks and have it open.
Oh, that's awesome. That's what I like to hear. I like to hear it. Cause really what I've seen you've been able to do is you've been able to, obviously do yourself first. You learned, you went through your own process. Now you found a way to, you know, give back and to share that knowledge with others, which is to me, that's kind of where that multiplying effect has an opportunity to take hold. So I think it's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, Brooke, I just have to tell you, it has been great having you back on. We have an event coming up July 19th. Are you excited?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm happy that my girls get to be on this end of it. Because it's just like 5 years ago, they got to see me like on a magazine cover. And now here, they're just seeing the growth of from never wanting to read a book to now writing a book and launching the fund.
Wow. It all comes full circle and I'm excited to continue to watch your growth. That being said, I mean, what's next? I mean, what's next for you? What's next for the fund and the vision? What's next?
Oh my gosh. What's next in the next 6 months? I see, you know, just traveling the world to go and speak, also, having more people to coach through this journey and, my third book.
You are busy, busy. That's what I like to hear. And if people that are watching or listening to this, what's the best way for them to connect if they want to learn more and talk more about Brooke Souza Capital?
So you can find me on Instagram right now at Brooke Souza. You can also, we got a website launching here soon. So stay tuned for that one.
Fantastic. And we'll put all that information in the show notes as well so that people can, you know, just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or listen to an episode, we're all about bringing on business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, having them share their mission, the reason behind their mission, you know, why they do what they do. If that sounds interesting or fun or exciting to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button. We have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. Brooke, really, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for coming back on the show. And I can't wait to see you on the 19th in person again. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. Thank you so much.